This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. John Kerry has been revealing more about his religious beliefs. It's well known that the Democratic presidential nominee is a Roman Catholic and a regular churchgoer. Recently, he's begun to speak more openly about his faith. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the final report in a three-part series on religion and politics.
It was February 4th, 1993. Bill Clinton had been president 15 days. Some 3,000 people filled the banquet room in the Washington Hilton Hotel for the National Prayer Breakfast. The audience heard a reading from the Bible's Book of Numbers. Then Senator John Kerry stepped up to the podium and turned to the Gospel of John.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God."
Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida, was there.
He then looked up from the Bible and spoke straight to the audience from his heart about the meaning of the scripture.
Kerry spoke for 5 minutes without using notes about authentic faith and the mysterious power of the Spirit.
Jesus tells us that the real spiritual renewal that we need requires a faith that goes beyond even accepting the truth of his message. It requires literally a movement toward the person of Jesus, an attachment that requires us to live our lives in a manner that reflects the fullness of our faith and that allows Jesus to become for us truly a life-saving force.
Senator Nelson.
The audience sat there stunned, having no idea that John Kerry had the deep and abiding faith that he does.
Many Americans would be surprised as well. Kerry has been zealously private about his personal faith, even though it apparently has been a major theme of his life. As a boy, he contemplated the priesthood. He attends Mass regularly and is said to carry a rosary and a prayer book on the campaign trail. John Green, a political scientist at the University of Akron, says with these religious credentials, Kerry is positioned to woo a key group of voters, religious voters. Green has just conducted a poll which found that the religion vote is not under lock and key of the Republican Party, but centrist Catholics and centrist evangelicals are torn between Senator Kerry and President Bush.
For instance, on social issues, they might want to be a little more conservative, but on social welfare and foreign policy issues, they lean in a liberal direction. And right now, they're pretty much up for grabs, and both campaigns are competing rather fiercely for them. And Senator Kerry could make some real inroads by talking more about his personal faith and the struggles that he himself has experienced.
Green estimates there are 25 million moderate Christians, many of them concentrated in the battleground states of Florida, Missouri, Ohio, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Now, religion may not seize headlines as the economy or the Iraq War does, but analysts say religion is critical to American voters. More than 7 in 10 Americans say they want their president to have strong religious beliefs. Pollsters say that's because religion is seen as a measure of a candidate's character or morality. So this raises a question. Why, until recently, has the Kerry campaign steered clear of religion? Sean Casey says partly it's Kerry's own reticence. Casey teaches at Wesley Theological Seminary and advises the Kerry campaign on religious issues. He says Kerry is a product of New England politics, where being Roman Catholic is normal, nothing to talk about. And, he says, unlike evangelical Christians such as Bill Clinton or George Bush, Catholics generally do not talk about a personal relationship with Christ.
One does not talk about a born-again experience where in the privacy of your own home you met Jesus and you invited him into your heart. So both politically and theologically, he's grown up in political and religious traditions that don't require that sort of regular public testimony about one's faith.
Add to that the scuffle this summer with a handful of Catholic bishops who wanted to deny Kerry communion because he supports a woman's right to an abortion. Mike McCurry was President Clinton's spokesman and is back on the campaign trail as one of Kerry's senior advisors. He says the campaign was spooked after the communion controversy.
I think that's one reason why people wanted to shy away from it. And we would classically say, look, we don't want to get into conflict with the bishops of the church. So it was easier to kind of avoid the subject.
Amy Sullivan, a writer who has followed the Kerry campaign closely on the religion issue, says the Democratic Party has a large and growing group of secular voters, as well as people from minority religions. And she says party strategists don't want to alienate them. Moreover, Sullivan says many top campaign officials don't know how to approach religious voters.
Initially, the Kerry campaign looked at religion as just another constituency.
So, Sullivan says, they tried to coax pastors and priests to endorse Kerry, as, say, a union would. The clergy balked.
They're just not as free to stand up and say, I'm telling you, my members, to vote for this person. And when it became clear that it was much harder to check those boxes in religion than it was, say, if you're organizing labor groups or veterans groups or women's groups, some people in the campaign became pretty frustrated and said, we're just not sure this is going to be of any use to us.
It's not that Kerry couldn't talk about faith.
It's not enough, my brother, to say that you have faith when there are no deeds. Faith without works is dead.
But he talked Bible only before special audiences. Here before black pastors at the AME convention at Indianapolis. Then there's this ad, the only one in which Kerry's faith was mentioned.
La fe es el fundamento de nuestra cultura. Necesitamos a un líder guiado por este valor.
By summer, says John Podesta, who was President Clinton's chief of staff, John Kerry had something of a religion problem.
When only 7% of the American public thinks he's a man of deep religious faith, and when his whole life has been about deep religious faith, then you got to say, wait a minute, they're not getting a real sense of who I am and why I'm in public life. And if they're missing that, then I got to do something about it. And I think he's taking steps to do that.
He and others say things started turning around by July, thanks in part to campaign advisors more comfortable with religious issues, people like Mike McCurry, Father Richard Drynan, and Wesley Seminary professor Sean Casey. By the time of the Democratic convention, God had landed at the Fleet Center, the Almighty arising in speeches from Barack Obama, who said, "We worship an awesome God in the blue states," to John Kerry himself.
Faith has given me values and hope to live by from Vietnam to this day, from Sunday to Sunday. I don't want to claim that God is on our side. As Abraham Lincoln told us, I want to pray humbly that we are on God's side.
McCurry sees the beginning of a new approach, not just for Kerry, but for his party. Kerry's is the first Democratic campaign to hire a religious outreach director. It's organizing community projects and prayer and potluck meetings to recruit volunteers in battleground states. McCurry says it's about time that Democrats reclaimed religious value.
We are beginning to get back to our core. We really have begun to understand that we can speak authentically out of our own religious commitment to those voters for whom religion is very, very important. We've kind of hidden our light under the bushel in recent campaigns, but it's about time that we share the good news a little more effectively.
Of course, it's unclear if this will swing enough voters to win the election or to chip away at the powerful religious network that Republicans have put together over the past 20 years. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Previous reports in this series and other stories on religion and politics are at npr.org.